This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I think you're going to find this to be a very interesting podcast because we'll start with something that if you're not a smoker, you are probably very familiar with the fact that people who smoke can't smell the smoke on themselves, right? If you ever have a smoker in your family, or maybe you were an ex-smoker, I've been around smokers who thought they were hiding smoking from me, and they couldn't figure out how I knew they were still smoking. You know, they would smoke in secret. A lot of people do that. Maybe they're ashamed of their habit or what have you. And so they smoke in secret, and then they come back in and interact with you. And in my case, because my senses are very, very sensitive, I can tell, you know, hey, you're still smoking. And they, one time a guy asked me, how do you know? And I said, well, your hair smells like smoke, your jacket smells like smoke, your breath smells like smoke. I mean, you just reek of cigarette smoke. And they're like, wow, you know, it's amazing that you can sense all of that, because to them, they don't smell like smoke at all. To them, the smell of smoke is so normal and it's such a part of their reality that they can't separate the smell of smoke from normal reality, and they're desensitized to it, in other words. Now, that's just one example. This is not a podcast about smoking. How about someone who uses a lot of fragrance, or perfume, or cologne? I've noticed that there's a lot of men in particular who just dose up the cologne these days. I mean, professional men, you know, like plumbers and air conditioning people, you know, HVAC guys, and just like trade workers, and they just douse themselves with cologne, and then they can't smell it. I can't even stand to shake hands with these guys because it's like, dude, you just contaminated my hand with all your cologne. But they can't smell it. Why? Because that's their reality. They're inundated with so much cologne that it has become a normal part of their perception, of their existence. And in fact, it is subtracted from their perception because so much of it, it just seems normal to them. And I cite these two examples because it turns out that human beings can become accustomed to almost any kind of sensory overload. And this is not just true with perfume or cigarettes or something else. It's also true with ideas. And ideas are propagated by media. And it turns out that just as someone can become a smoker who can't smell smoke, people can become indoctrinated with an incredible amount of media propaganda without ever realizing that it's propaganda. For example, you ever meet somebody who's an avid NPR listener and they don't listen to anything else because they like the NPR style? It's relaxing, it's calming, and they think that they have a worldview from NPR that's educated, right? It's sophisticated. They're intelligent. And sometimes a lot of people who consider themselves to be highly intelligent, they'll listen to NPR, read the New York Times, and they think that they're getting an accurate depiction of world events or domestic events. And that's their reality. Just like a cigarette smoker always has smoke around them, these people that listen to NPR solely are inundated with a worldview that's pollution, kind of like cigarette smoke, but to them it's normal. And so just as you say to a smoker, hey, I can smell your cigarette smoke, and they're shocked, you can also say to an NPR listener, hey, did you know that, just as an example, did you know that the children were being separated from parents at the border under Obama? That wasn't a problem that Trump invented. Did you know that? And they say, you know, they're shocked. Or you can even read them quotes about protecting the border, things that were uttered by Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. And you ask them, you know, who said these things? And they'll think it's Trump saying those things. Turns out it's not Trump, because these other people have said many very, you know, profound things about protecting the border and turning away illegal aliens and things like that in years past. Or you know, you can shock them in many ways by challenging their reality. There are lots of different ways to do that, not just about Trump or immigration or anything like that, but about other topics, science, medicine, finance, you know, space exploration, robotics, lots of things, even history. A lot of people don't have an accurate worldview of history, not even close, because they've been suffering under this polluted version of history that's like living in a cigarette smoke cloud. But you see, the point is that there are so many things that someone can be living in that are distorted, but to them, it becomes normal. Another example of that is the whole transgender issue, where the left now believes that people can magically wish themselves to change their gender in an instant, like spontaneous gender transformation. They literally believe that a man can transform into a woman and that a woman can transform into a man. And they also believe that you can do this an infinite number of times back and forth in any given instant, that you know, you can decide to be a woman when you want to use the woman's restroom, or you can decide to be black if you want to apply for a black college scholarship, or you can decide to be female if you want a position that's reserved for females in government. This is what a European guy did, a European bureaucrat guy. He just said to the world that hey, he considers himself to be a woman for a few hours a week, and he got the position. And so liberals actually believe this. And when they talk to each other, they use language like, hey, what's your personal gender pronouns, your PGPs? You know, they talk like this, and they talk in this weird, distorted way, but it becomes normal for them. So in the same way a person who smokes cigarettes can't smell the cigarette smoke, leftists who talk about transgenderism as if it's normal and real, they cannot see how insane it is to the rest of the world, people who live in the real world, you know, cause and effect, actual biology, actual science, you know, genetics and chromosomes, those kinds of things. So humanity or human beings have an incredible potential to live in delusions as long as they are socially acceptable. And we've seen this, of course, throughout history. We've seen mass murder carried out by communist groups, for example, the Communist Revolution or the Cultural Revolution of China, Communist Revolution of Cuba. We've seen leftists become mass murderers and actually justify it to themselves. And we see that happening now, the introduction to that, the beginning stages, we'll say, in America, where leftists are now being turned into enraged, hate-filled, just angry, violent people, like Peter Fonda recently, who said that Trump's child should be kidnapped and thrown into a cage with a pedophile and repeatedly raped or something like that. That's Peter Fonda, you know, Jane Fonda's brother, an actor. And he thought that's normal, you see. And the left thinks that's normal. What's happening, and this is the whole point of this podcast, is that the media, through its anger and its hate-filled propaganda, is beginning to normalize the thought of committing atrocities against conservatives. I'll say that again. The media, through its hate campaign and its propaganda and riling up all this mass hysteria among leftists, is creating the normalization of left-wing people believing that committing atrocities is normal. In the same way that they believe that transgenderism is normal, they also believe, many of them believe, that committing atrocities like kidnapping and raping Trump's son, for example, which is what Peter Fonda suggested, is normal. And there was some other crazy leftist that said something about another, I don't remember which, another Trump child, I don't know. It was just some other deranged assault, saying that children related to Trump should all be raped and murdered. And again, they think this is normal. And by the way, none of them get banned on Twitter. None of them get banned on Facebook or YouTube for saying these things, which just tells you that all the terms of service and so on, the censorship of those websites is highly selective. If you call for murdering Trump's children and having them raped, that's okay with Twitter. If you say there are only two genders, you'll get banned by YouTube. So you see the incredible double standard, or, you know, not even just a double standard, but just like an insane non-standard that's just basically leftists working at YouTube making up whatever they want. So keep all this in mind, because human beings are being heavily manipulated by the media right now to be turned into emotional, hysterical, violent mob people who are being sort of indoctrinated and set up to carry out mass atrocities against Trump supporters, conservatives, libertarians, and so on. And they will justify it to themselves. There are people on the left who want to mass murder everybody who supported Trump right now. And there's very little holding them back at the moment. And that's why you're seeing more and more violence from the left. So it's going to get crazy before all this settles, trust me. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I've also got newstarget.com. And check out my upcoming reel.video launch. It's reel.video. It's the YouTube alternative where you can exercise speech without being banned like YouTube bans you. We do have limits of speech there. For example, we don't accept communism, pro-communism channels. But it protects the free speech that's being banned by YouTube. So check that out at reel.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.